Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Depression affects many people at some time in their life, and exercise has been proposed as a possible treatment. Gary Cooney from the Royal Edinburgh Hospital Scotland describes the latest evidence in the September 2013 update of the Cochrane Review.
Depression is a common clinical condition affecting over 120 million people worldwide. People experience pervasive, sustained feelings of sadness and hopelessness, persistent loss of interest, enjoyment and motivation, as well as disruptions in areas such as appetite, sleep, concentration and energy levels. It is an important cause of morbidity and mortality and produces a greater decrement in health than chronic diseases such as arthritis, diabetes and angina. Conventional treatments center largely on pharmacological and psychological strategies, either on their own or in combination, but these are not acceptable to everyone. Antidepressant treatment can be complicated by side effects and drug interactions, and psychological therapies require motivation from the participant. Patients may also reject both antidepressant and psychological therapy because of perceived stigma. For several decades, exercise has been investigated as an alternative therapy for depression, and several mechanisms have been proposed for its potential efficacy. It may provide distraction from negative thoughts or enhance a sense of self-efficacy through mastering a new skill. Social contact through exercise may also have a positive impact on mood, and from a more biological perspective, changes to circulating monoamines or endorphins or reductions in the stress hormone cortisol may also play a role. This review set out to conduct a meta-analysis of randomized trials of the effect of exercise in people with depression. We included studies comparing exercise with no treatment, as well as those that compared exercise with psychological or antidepressant approaches. The current version updates an earlier Cochrane review, first published in 2009. We included trials of adults with a diagnosis of depression as defined by the original researchers. In assessing the intervention, we were guided by the American College of Sports Medicine definition of exercise as planned, structured, and repetitive bodily movement done to improve or maintain one or more components of physical fitness. We identified 39 trials recruiting approximately 2,300 participants drawn from a variety of sources, including inpatient and outpatient populations, as well as from the general public by media advertising. A diagnosis of depression was made either by structured diagnostic interview or through the use of a rating scale such as the Beck Depression Inventory or Hamilton Rating Scale for Depression. The included trials varied widely with respect to the type of exercise as well as its duration and frequency or the overall dose of exercise. Of the 39 trials, 32 provided aerobic exercise such as running, cycling, walking or dance, with 4 providing muscle strengthening resistance training. Other trials provided a combination of aerobic and resistance training. There were further differences with respect to whether exercise was conducted alone or in groups, indoors or outdoors, supervised or unsupervised. Our main finding, when compared to a control intervention, there was a moderate clinical effect in favor of exercise. However, this should be interpreted with caution, as when we analyzed the 6 trials that were considered high quality, the effect size was clinically small and not statistically significant. A series of subgroup analyses suggested that a larger number of exercise sessions may have a greater clinical effect on mood, and that resistance training, or a mixture of aerobic and resistance training, may be more efficacious than aerobic training alone. When exercise was compared with antidepressant medication, there was no statistical difference between the two interventions. Likewise, for psychological therapy, our findings revealed no difference between this and an exercise intervention. The nature and extent to which exercise may have an effect on mood remains uncertain. Most included trials were small, and many had methodological weaknesses. One inherent difficulty in these studies is that it is not possible to blind participants allocated to exercise. A further potential source of bias is that outcome measures for depression are often gathered from self-rated scales of depression, completed by the participants themselves before and after the intervention. The evidence in this review would be strengthened by further large-scale, high-quality studies where all participants are diagnosed with depression through structured clinical interview and receive exercise as a standalone intervention. Further research, comparing exercise with either antidepressant medication or psychological therapies, would also help resolve uncertainties about the choice between these options.
The 39 trials in this updated Cochrane Review, including the exercise programs that were tested, are described in detail in the review, along with more information about the results of the meta-analyses. You can access all this knowledge at thecochranelibrary.com.